Now pay attention to these girls. Attention, please. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to the start of another school year at Bryant House.
That is Miss Abbott.
The staff and I hope that 1962 will prove to be a year full of joys and new discoveries for you all.
She's the headmistress, a bit spinsterish, poor old bat.
We want your time here to be an experience you will remember for the rest of your lives.
This is the story of how five of us made her wish come true.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
The Passion Flower Hotel, a play for radio by Bert Cools, based on the novel by Rosalind Erskine, with Moya Leslie as Sarah. The Passion Flower Hotel.
You let me hold your hand. I let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Five is an awkward number for a group. There was Melissa and Janet. And there was Mary Rose. And Virginia. And of course there was me. My name is Sarah Callender. My father is a baronet. For the benefit of any less well-educated listeners, that's somewhere between a knight and a lord. At Bryant House, the academic tone is high, and the moral tone is supposed to be higher. There is, therefore, a quite frightening quantity of repressed female emotion.
And anyway, he was much older.
Mary Rhodes.
How much older?
Janet.
16 and a half.
Voice?
That's me.
Bass.
Shave?
That's Melissa.
Every other day, at least.
Spots?
And that's Virginia.
Only on the back of his neck.
All right. You were dancing. And then?
One of the straps kept slipping down over my shoulder.
All by itself?
The thing is, he looked straight at my bosom.
But you haven't got a bosom.
I most certainly have.
Not compared to Sarah.
Please, leave me out of this.
But it's true. I do have a bosom.
Anyway, he put his hand on my front.
Outside your dress.
To start with. Oh.
It must have been wonderful.
Oh, yes.
If it actually happened. I'm far more advanced physically and mentally than Mary Rose. And nothing like that had ever happened to me. Nothing remotely like that. There were only two places at Bryant House where the five of us could be decently undisturbed and talk as much as we wanted. One was the history library, which we made our own by beating up anyone who tried to use it while we were there. The other was the storage space underneath the stage in the gym. This was a marvellous place, dripping with atmosphere and old play costumes. And lust.
The problem is, how does one get started? I mean, there we were, out in the terrace, in the moonlight.
Is this the one with the blue chin, Melissa?
Yes, and I thought he wanted to, well, you know, but all he did was talk.
That's all they ever do.
About cars.
Cricket.
Pop.
Bell ringing.
Bell ringing?
Yes. But Melissa, surely you could have made some sort of suggestion?
Virginia.
Hardly. And anyway, I couldn't think of a socially acceptable way of putting it.
Mary Rose can do it with her shoulder straps.
Stop going on about my straps, Sarah. It was an accident.
But that's what one needs. A symbolic shoulder strap.
A signal.
A code word.
The best thing would be to have it all fixed up beforehand. So just being there is the signal.
Good old Janet. That was the moment when I first thought of the plan.
Mm. I loathe hockey.
Mm. It's depressingly hearty and embarrassingly bloomer-clad. And their team are distinctly middle-class.
Mm.
I've got something better. I stole it from my father's study.
Is that safe?
Well, he didn't miss Lolita last term.
Is that look?
Virginia. Prostitution. A sociological analysis.
Oh. Do you know I'd like to meet your father?
term ends with the play. This year it was Twelfth Night and I was Mariah. Mariah isn't a bad part, but I was definitely by far the best actress in the school. And it did seem a pointless waste not to give me the lead.
Darling, you're marvellous. You made us laugh like anything.
Thank you, Mommy.
Sarah, we were talking to Miss Herbert earlier this evening.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
She feels you might benefit from a wider circle of friends.
You don't know what's available.
You ought to take more part in free time activities.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking of taking up some very interesting activities next term, Mummy.
I'm pleased to hear it. And you will be doing things with people outside your own little set, won't you, Sarah? Promise?
Oh, yes. Definitely. And then it was Christmas. I was given various quite expensive presents and wrote two rather good poems on Boxing Day. But there was one event of importance.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I was wondering...
Yes?
If you would care to dance.
Dance?
Well, yes. Would you?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't notice. Finish your drink first.
Thank you. Right.
Right.
This was a New Year's Eve party at some friends of my parents, all mushroom carpets and pale wood. I wasn't wearing my glasses, which is why Colin, his name was Colin, had made me jump a bit. He looked at least 17, and he said he'd had a whiskey and soda. Luckily, dancing was on the curriculum at school. I do it extremely well.
I'm going into the army next autumn, as an officer in the horse gunners.
For me, the army has a strange fascination.
Not for me.
What are you doing now, Colin?
Dancing with you, Sarah. I'm glad to see.
Oh. But at other times...
School.
School? You look far too immature.
Yes, I do, don't I? Many people ask if I'm at Oxford.
What school?
Longcombe.
See, we're neighbours. I'm at Bryant House.
I don't think I know Bryant House.
They're 12 miles away.
Oh, perhaps we'll see each other next term.
Perhaps.
Hello, darling. Have you loved the time?
Yes, thank you, Mummy.
Are you?
Oh, yes.
You are lovely, you know.
Well.
Yes, you are. Let's go for a walk.
What, next time?
No, now.
But it's cold.
Not indoors.
We can't give her much of a walk indoors.
Oh, yes, we can. Watch.
Let's get something to eat.
All right. I felt rather giggly in a frightened sort of way. We walked along a passage and up some stairs and down some stairs and got to a little room with a chair and a desk. Where have you brought me, Colin?
It looks like an office thing, I suppose.
Shall I sit down?
No. Come here.
It's all right.
Somebody might come in.
No, they won't.
Oh, but they might easily.
Well, I'm sorry you don't like hitting me, Colin.
I do, Sarah.
You don't seem to.
I swear I do. But we ought to be getting back to the party.
What?
The party. It'll look funny.
Perhaps.
We ought to get back.
After you. This was amazing. He was frightened. He was reluctant. It wasn't supposed to be this way round at all. I could see that it was a valuable lesson for the future. Men are contemptible.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
I expect there are lots of boys like you at Longcombe.
Like me? In what way?
Lecherous, but cowardly.
That's not fair.
Perhaps not. I should have said virile, but frustrated.
Oh, God, yes. The maids are a washout.
Don't you have romantic feelings for smaller boys?
Wherever did you hear that?
I suppose I read it.
Only perverted swine go in for that sort of thing.
What you want...
Yes?
What you want is things arranged for you.
What things?
Assignations and things.
What on earth are you talking about?
I understand your problem, Pat. I think we can solve it.
What? What did you say?
The syndicate will arrange everything.
What?
The syndicate! The syndicate will meet your needs!
Gosh.
Will meet your needs. Secret and utterly confidential. The syndicate. Chairman, Miss Sarah Callender. Members of the Inner Council. Miss Virginia Goldsmith, Miss Janet Wigton, Miss Mary Rose Bing-Bentall, the Honourable Melissa Bristow. Members of the Outer Division. To be decided. Whereas the female approaching maturity is denied male companionship by the modern upper-class education system, thus being exposed to the dangers of perversion, introversion, and frustration. And whereas we know jolly well exactly the same applies to boys... And whereas we can't go on like this...
Go on like this, it is hereby resolved that selected representatives of each sex shall...
Meet in places appointed by the syndicate.
The meeting's guaranteed to be free from interruption.
For the purposes of mutual research and education...
Scale of charges to be determined.
The syndicate will meet your needs.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Dear Colin... Further to our conversation on New Year's Eve, if you and the other Longcombs are still as frustrated as you said, the syndicate is prepared to be of service to selected clients. Please reply at your earliest convenience and we will arrange a meeting. Halfway between us would be best. It is clearly understood that all payment will be strictly cash in advance. Awaiting the favour of your esteemed reply, love from Sarah. P.S. The syndicate will meet your needs. Actions speak louder than words.
Dear Sarah, thank you for your letter. I should say we are frustrated, and the term has hardly begun. What is the syndicate? Are you one of it? We would pay in advance if you like, but not much. Except for a few people who get colossal allowances. Halfway would be fine. Many thanks, Colin.
Why on earth couldn't we have got dressed in the dorm?
We'd have been caught. And anyway, I've always wanted to climb out of a window in my nightie. It's very Angela Braddell.
That's horrid. I'm freezing.
Well, hurry up and put some clothes on.
Hey, getting out was childishly simple, wasn't it? We should have done it before.
There wasn't any point before. There's nothing to do once you're out till now.
Right, I'm ready. Where did you hide the bikes?
In the bushes, come on.
Did it have to be a transport cafe?
Golly, I'm sore. It is just talking tonight, isn't it?
Oh, this is the ideal place. Discreet. Cottony dough. Masses. Shall we scoff something while we wait? I could do unspeakable things to a jam donut.
Well, do you suppose they'll wait outside and not dare come in?
If they're like that, we'd better get someone else anyway. Let's eat. We had greasy coffee and ham rolls. It was excellent after our revolting high tea.
One or two lorry drivers were sitting quite still and silent over empty teacups. It was a dismal place, made of cardboard and old tin cans.
So who is this Ellis?
I don't know. Colin just said he was coming, another witness.
He and I are seconds.
We're not dueling.
Almost bargaining.
Here they are.
Which one's your Colin?
He's not my Colin. The one in all the sweaters.
He looks like he's about to faint.
We came like stink. Hello, Sarah. Oh, I didn't know you wore glasses.
Only for cycling at night. This is Mary Rosebean Bendel. Colin Sanderson.
How do you do? This is Ellis.
Harold Ellis, actually.
I couldn't see him properly as he loomed up behind Colin, but he seemed dark, stocky, and about 30. How do you do?
Are you a master?
I ought to be. What are you drinking? Any beer in this dive, do you suppose?
Mary Rose had gone a bit pale by this time, but they had coffee and ham rolls too, and we all sat down and looked at each other.
What now?
I don't know.
Good Lord, you've made us come all this way against a ghastly headwind and
we discuss arrangements.
Are you the syndicate?
Yes.
We are here purely as spokesmen.
The syndicate will meet your needs. Is that right?
That is our slogan.
Well, if it meets my needs, it must be quite something.
Sorry.
Ellis has asthma.
Oh.
So he doesn't do games.
Oh.
Oh?
All that pent-up energy.
Oh! Goodness.
Now, the thing is, do we have to come all the way to your school every time?
It's only 12 miles.
24 there and back.
We will try to make it worth your while.
Yes, but and pay.
It is normal.
Well, how much?
Yes, how much?
We had discussed this at enormous length. Janet had said £2. Melissa had said 10 bob. We eventually fixed on £1. 30 shillings.
Oh, good Lord. Count me out.
Or near offer.
15 bob.
£1.
17 and 6.
No, £1. It's cheap.
All right. But I don't know where we'll raise the wind.
Do you have some more coffee?
And ham rolls.
That's right. Feed up for the sacrifice. I'll get them.
Oh, hang on. I'll help.
I say, Sarah.
Yes, Colin?
It is nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Really nice.
Far from being the cowardly wet I had thought him, I realised that Colin was actually very sweet and respectful. Obviously, he only needed confidence. It's nice to see you again, too.
Oh, I don't expect you mean that.
Yes, I do.
Look here, Sarah. Listen.
Yes?
I don't like the idea of you being mixed up in this.
Well, you're mixed up in it.
And you know what I mean. People like Ellis and so on. It would be horrible if you... I mean, I don't mind others. In fact, I'm glad, but... Well, not you.
That's all right. I just arrange things.
Good. I'm glad.
Coffee!
As a matter of fact, I fully intended to get dreadfully mixed up and to participate utterly. But one must be diplomatic with men. Colin might one day be adult enough to understand, but not yet. We agreed that an unnamed client, with £1, would be met at the main gate of Bryant House on Friday night at 11. We solemnly guaranteed no interruptions, adequate comfort, and actions that would speak louder than words. Then we went out and wobbled against a headwind all the way back. We finally climbed back into the dormitory, very late indeed. I say, Sarah. Yes. I hope I don't get Ellis. This is business. The syndicate will meet your needs. And ours, I hope. Happy dreams.
England in the Middle Ages. An introduction for junior forms. Junior forms.
Some of us have got very nice senior forms.
Boasting again, Mary Rose.
Oh. Right. These five books are identical. Into one of them goes this.
What does it say?
You are the first. Look.
One. In it goes. Now, we shuffle the books round. Is that enough?
No.
There. Right. This is a solemn moment. Now we choose.
nothing in mine.
You are the first.
Congratulations.
Oh, God.
Please, Melissa.
Yes. I think so.
But she was a bit quiet for the rest of the day.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Before we knew it, it was the night. We crept out with no trouble at all and installed Melissa under the stage in the gym. She looked, as far as we could tell, very nice in a semi-evening dress and medium heels, lit by Janet's bicycle lamp with a bit of yellow cellophane for a romantic glow. We were standing guard in strategic positions.
Who's there?
P3.
Hello?
This is P1.
Oh, Sarah! Oh, you scared me half to death.
No names.
What?
No names. P's supposed to stand for professional. Honestly, Janet.
P3,
we agreed.
Sorry.
Is everything okay?
Virginia and Mary Rose, P2 and P4 are on guard inside, and P5 is under the stage, ready.
Good. I'm going up to the gates to meet the client. Hope he's on time.
P1? Sarah?
What?
The soap was a mistake.
But it was Italian. It's supposed to smell sexy.
It smelt like soap to me.
You didn't say that to Melissa, did you? I mean P5.
Of course not. She looked scared enough as it was.
Oh, thank goodness. Anyway, at least the client will know she's clean. Oh, cripes, it's at 11. Bye.
Bye.
Unreliable lot. Perhaps no one at Longcom can afford a pound. Oh, God, it's cold.
No. Sorry.
I didn't see you.
Well, it's dark.
Haven't you got any lights?
Ellie said to turn them off so as not to be seen.
Well, it worked. Hey, what's the password?
I love my love with a P.
Because she is professional. Right.
Right.
Right. This way.
What? I've got this.
What?
This.
Oh, is this a pound?
Yes.
Not 10 bob?
Of course not.
But, no, of course not. Sorry. Come on, then.
Right. Lead on.
This way.
Oh, haven't you got a torch?
Not yet. Security.
Ugh.
What now?
I stepped in a puddle.
Come on.
My foot's all wet.
You can dry it when we get there.
My sock will be ruined.
Who goes there?
Shh. P1 and client.
Pass P1 and client.
Thank you, P3. Now we're safe. Right, let's have some light.
Is this it? I thought you said it would be comfortable. Anything.
This is just the antechamber. This way.
In the light of my torch, he looked respectable enough. Very tall and a bit muddy, especially around the left foot. And his hair was untidy after all that cycling. Things would be better in the summer.
Who goes there?
P1 and client.
Pass, P1 and client.
Thank you, P4.
Hello?
The client has arrived, P5.
Oh.
Proceed.
Down there?
You'll be perfectly comfortable, just mind your head.
Can't I dry my foot first? All right.
in. We're in business. Shake.
Shake.
What do we do now? Go to bed or what?
We guard.
Can I listen?
No.
Quite unethical.
But sir...
Well, do you like it?
No. But I want to know what's going on.
Just guard like anything. I'll go and check on the outer defences.
P3. Don't let's go through that again, please. Is he inside?
Yes.
Can I go and listen?
You all want to listen. It's disgusting.
Well, I hope Melissa tells us.
Oh, she will. She'd better. Where's Virginia?
She was here just now.
Oh, who's there?
Only me.
Oh. How's it going? Okay, I think.
Didn't you listen?
Honestly.
When will he be coming out?
It might be any time. I'd better get back.
Mm.
We should have a fixed time limit. We're learning a lot tonight.
Mm.
As is Melissa. Guard like anything.
Right.
Virginia's idea of a time limit was a good one. I should have thought of it. I waited for what seemed like hours by the entrance to the Chambre d'Amour.
Hello.
Hello. I'll be getting back then.
I'll guide you back to your bicycle.
No thanks, I can find it.
It's all part of the syndicate service.
I'd rather go by myself.
We do undertake to...
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Sarah.
Melissa.
I expect my hair's a mess.
Yes.
Odd client.
Just pushed past us and raced away. Overwhelmed, I expect. Well done, Melissa.
Gosh, yes.
Has he gone? Like a ship in the night.
Well, come on, Melissa.
What did he say?
What did he do?
What was it like?
Was it divine?
Tell us.
Well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We managed to get Melissa back to the dorm, but her lips remained resolutely sealed until free period next day. We cleared some spotty second formers out of the history library and were alone together.
And stay out!
Well, Melissa?
Well?
Well?
As a matter of fact, it was a washout.
Oh,
not total.
Total. Utter.
Oh, God.
It was the same old trouble, really. We just didn't know.
Know what?
Well, what was expected? How to start?
Oh, Melissa!
Don't say, oh, Melissa, like that.
But it was going so well. He scuttled in, didn't he? Panting with eagerness and so on?
Sort of, yes. And I was there, waiting.
Yes, and then? What?
He said, hello. And I said, hello. And he coughed a bit. And then he crawled along the mattress thing where I was sitting.
Lucky thing we did Romeo and Juliet last year.
Shh, Virginia. Go on, Melissa.
And then he told me his name, and he told me what form he was in, and I told him what form I was in, and we talked about games for a bit.
Games?
Shh. Then he sort of put his arm round my shoulder.
Yes?
Then he began talking terribly fast about exams.
Exams!
Exams! He's dreading the Latin unseens.
Oh, no!
So I tried wriggling a bit closer.
And?
He got on to the French unseens and ancient history.
Oh, Melissa, what did you do?
I said, aren't you going to kiss me? Or something.
And did he?
He made a wild sort of grab and he missed. And then he rushed away.
Oh, poor Melissa, how ghastly.
Yeah.
I should have taken action.
It's extremely ludicrously easy to say that now.
But I should.
All right, next time you do.
I will.
You do.
So the trouble was him being so embarrassed.
We both were, really.
Him more, though.
I suppose so.
How can we make sure they're not? How, Sarah? Well...
Melissa, when he first crawled in, an absolute stranger, what about then? Anything could have happened.
I thought so.
But you did how-do-do's and names and things. So it was like a tea party. So of course it was embarrassing.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, right, Mary Rose. I see it all.
So it was all my fault.
No, it wasn't you. Did you see? The thing is, to keep it like that first moment.
Yes. Two utter strangers.
No names.
No faces.
What, masks?
No.
Well, why not? And code names for them. They'll be A3 or something.
And we'll have proper professional names. I'll be Fifi.
Oh. Or something. And it should be much darker, much darker.
I'm sorry I was so useless.
Oh, you've been a terrific help. We've learned heaps.
Here, here.
D'accord. Mm. The syndicate had better take the initiative. Ellis seems to be running things at Longcombe. I'll write to him.
Dear Mr. Ellis, the first client sent by you to our Mademoiselle Yvette was, according to her account, either ignorant or impotent or both. Please ensure that future clients do something other than talk about French verbs. Our mademoiselle was anxious to meet the client's needs, but he didn't seem to have any. We suggest...
Dear Syndicate, my friend reports a total lack of cooperation by your person and suggests a refund. You will have to do better than this. 24 miles is a long way for us to...
Dear Mr. Ellis, there is no question of a refund. I suggest another meeting to discuss different and more conducive arrangements, details of which I enclose. Awaiting your esteemed reply.
Hello.
Good evening. This is... Mademoiselle Chantal.
Hello.
I am X1 and this is K2.
You can't be. K2 is Italian cleaning staff.
It's not.
Yes, it is, like Davidoff.
Then I'll be K3.
Well, that's a mountain, isn't it?
I'd rather be a mountain than Davidoff.
Look, it doesn't matter.
Well, not to you, maybe.
It doesn't matter. Let's get on with the business.
To business. No refund.
Agreed.
Oh.
It was only Hobson wanted one.
Hobson?
The client who came. I thought he'd be a drip.
Exactly.
He said he was embarrassed.
That's why we're suggesting something much more anonymous.
Good. Of course, he wouldn't have bothered me, but I couldn't raise a quid.
Nor me, but Hobson won the waffle.
You raffled Mademoiselle Yvette?
Now, about masks, we thought not. Not if you're making it darker.
Agreed.
Clothes.
Our operative was extremely fashionably dressed.
Well, that was part of the trouble. Hobson didn't know what to do.
Mademoiselle Yvette would have done everything necessary.
Yes, but Hobson didn't know how to ask. Now, if she'd been in a dressing gown,
A dressing gown? Well, really?
Well, it is normal. Look at all those paperbacks and things.
Well, perhaps nothing but a mink coat.
Mink coats are not part of the syndicate service. Yet.
Well, think about it. Oh, and one last thing.
Yes?
Hobson said there was the most awful smell of soap.
We fixed up another appointment and drew lots with the books again. Virginia won. We spent some of the first pound to buy some scent called Jungle Venom. It smelt common, but penetratingly sexy. Once again, I met the client by the main gate.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Q5.
Password?
I love my love with a double.
Because she is willing. £1, please.
Here.
At least this one didn't keep clearing his throat. He seemed to be in a different class from Hobson. However, when he finally emerged, he was just as distraught.
I didn't realize. Oh, God.
Do you have a complaint?
No.
I mean, did Mademoiselle Chantal not please you?
No. No, no. I mean, she did. Yes. Will you tell her I'm sorry?
Sorry?
Sorry. Good night.
And he was off, just like the other one. We all gathered, and Virginia emerged. She looked calm. Melissa looked a bit miffed.
Your client looked in a bit of a state. Upset him, did you?
Shall I tell you now? Or tomorrow, like Melissa?
Now.
Yes, now.
Right. Well, the light was right.
Good.
And the scent was right.
Oh, three cheers for Jungle Venom.
And the no-names business was right.
Melissa!
But the rightest thing of all
was the dressing gown. The dressing gown was terrifically right.
What actually happened, Virginia?
Mm. Well, he crawled in, said Q5, and started kissing me.
Just like that?
Exactly like that.
Oh, it must have been the scent.
And then he sort of tickled me a bit.
Why?
I don't know. And then I remembered that bit from Daddy's book about exciting the client.
Exciting the client?
Oh. Good. Well done, Virginia.
So?
I tried to undo his shirt.
And?
He stopped dead. He obviously didn't like it. So I tried his trousers instead.
Virginia!
I was really quite excited myself. I wasn't too sure what I'd find.
Weren't you?
Well, I was in theory, of course. But this wasn't exactly theory.
What did he do?
He ran away. I don't know why.
Oh.
I do. Well, he hadn't bargained for it. He literally hadn't bargained for it. He was already getting his money's worth.
I'll say he was.
So when you started on him, he was surprised.
Terrified, more like.
So he whizzed off. Poor Virginia. It's a valuable lesson. We shouldn't give them more than they expect. It's unprofessional.
Unbusinesslike. But how can we find out just how much they do expect? Mm. They won't all be the same.
God, I hope not. Endless frustration.
So how can we tell?
It's easy. It couldn't be easier.
The Syndicate. Official scale of charges. Category 1, vision only.
Above waist only,
5 shillings.
Below waist only,
7 and 6. Entire operative, 10 shillings. Time limit, 15 minutes.
Category 2, touch.
Above waist only,
12 and 6.
Below waist only,
15 shillings.
Entire operative,
£1. Time limit, 30 minutes.
Category 3.
Category 3,
nothing barred.
30 bob?
£2.
Jolly expensive.
So I should hope. I feel expensive.
Yes.
They do the feeling.
It's still a big jump from £1 to 2. We ought to offer something at 30 bob.
Something between touch entire operative and nothing barred.
Nothing barred except...
The ultimate. The ultimate, exactly.
But how do you put it? Quite.
Nothing barred except...
The actual word is penetration.
It's a bit clinical.
Intimacy?
Sounds like a story in the News of the World.
Relations.
That's aunts and whatnot. Anyway, it's too vague. We've got to say exactly what's barred.
Quite right. Otherwise, it's not businesslike.
Yes, but penetration.
Consummation?
Sounds so married.
Completion. Like buying a house.
Insertion.
Oh, shut up, Melissa.
Invasion. Intrusion. Inclusion.
Shut up, Melissa. The bell will go in a minute.
Nothing barred short of...
Oh. Damn and blood, there it is.
Oh, God, it's French.
La leçon de frogish.
Rien barré. Short of...
La pénétration.
Yes!
Yes!
Brilliant, Mary Rose.
Nothing barred short of la pénétration.
30 bob.
The Syndicate. Official scale of charges continued.
Category 3.
Nothing barred short of la pénétration.
£1.10.
Nothing barred.
£2. No time limit.
The Syndicate will meet your needs. Actions speak louder than words.
Dear Mr. Ellis, the reaction of your representative, Q5, to our Mademoiselle Chantal's services was somewhat disappointing,
as I'll say.
It appears to the Syndicate that our Mademoiselle had a different and more mature understanding of the purpose of their meeting in the gym.
Not half.
In order to obviate any repetition... In order to obviate any repetition of this misunderstanding...
we beg to enclose our up-to-date list of charges.
And very reasonable they are, too.
You know, Sarah, there's something wrong.
Wrong?
It's bellissimo, Sarah. Honestly, every single word.
Good.
Except one. Except for the single word, Jim.
Explicit, straightforward, honest.
But not romantic. Janet's right.
Not sexy. There's no throb, no pulsating passion. Not in Jim.
Well, the best institutions have nice names.
Establishments.
Well, I mean establishments.
I won't have it called Sarah's.
No, no. More like the tea house of the August moon.
Yes. Oh, I see.
The lotus blossom.
The passion fruit.
The budding passion flower.
The house of the budding passion flower.
The passion flower establishment.
The passion flower hotel.
I like that. The passion flower hotel. Yes. Oh, it sounds like a divine sexy novel in a mauve cover you get at Waterloo.
The only tiny objection is that it isn't exactly a hotel.
An hotel.
An hotel, then.
Don't be so literal-minded. It has poetic truth.
You're right. I yield. We'll rewrite that bit. It appears to the syndicate that our mademoiselle had a different and more mature understanding of the purpose of their meeting at the Passion Flower Hotel.
Yes. Yes, that looks very nice.
Come along, girls.
Oh.
One, two, three, four. Bend. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Point. Two, three, four. And again. Two, three, four. Cameron, shoulders back.
Ellis's reply came this morning. What did he say?
Point.
He wants to bring a party for Category One. A party? You mean all at the same time?
For a reduced rate.
Damn cheap.
I think it's a great idea.
A money spinner.
But where?
On the Passion Flower Hotel. Under the stage. A party.
There's no room.
Well, on the stage then, with more torches. The Passion Flower Novelty Theatre.
Yes.
Mrs. Brewster, are you talking?
Stretch, two, three, four. Stretch, two, three, four. Excellent.
We wrote back agreeing in principle to vision-only parties and found ourselves with two for Tuesday night, four people for above-waist only, and no less than five for entire operative. The combined special rate fees came to £2.18.6.
Time to draw lots. Melissa and Virginia are out of this, of course. Right. Who'll do the mixing?
I will.
Right. Now we choose. I'll have this one.
I've got you above waist only.
What have you got, Sarah?
Nothing, it seems. It's me. Entire operative. I shall take off everything very slowly, starting at the top. Oh, golly! Oh,
Janet! I believe you're looking forward to it.
Of course I bloody well am.
Princess Puma, nearly ready. Are they here?
Your clients are waiting.
God. What about mine? They're outside.
In the rain?
I offered to let them in, but they wouldn't pay the extra.
Hmm.
Right, I'm ready. Switch on the torches. Here goes. Good luck.
Gentlemen, Princess Puma!
It seemed awfully quiet. I made a mental note, evocative music next time. Mary Rose was wearing a long skirt and a kind of off-beige flannel, which we had purloined from a drippy girl called Sandra Laverton. On top, she wore a cotton shirt, taken from another girl, so utterly contemptible that we all pretended not to know what she was called. Princess Puma looked very nice. And then, very slowly, she took the shirt off. It felt as though at least half an hour went by. Mary Rose ran out of Princess Puma gestures.
Oh, come on, darling.
I looked at my watch. She'd only been on stage for 4 minutes. I had to do something.
Time! Thank you, Princess. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir. We try to give satisfaction.
Fine, fine.
I was rather enjoying this. I ushered them out into the rain and brought in the second house for their Category 1 entire operative. It was 11:34, only 9 minutes after Princess Puma had started.
Ready, Janet?
Ready.
Gentlemen, announcing with pride, Miss Gabby de la Galantine.
Janet undulated on. And 20 minutes later, she was still there. We had in Janet, shy, quiet, golly-gosh little Janet, a natural, a star, a talent unsurpassed. She was totally and utterly unrecognizable. And she was brilliant.
Goodbye.
Come again. Bye. Recommend us to your friends.
Have they gone?
Janet, you were brilliant.
You didn't watch.
Well, I had to keep the time. But you were brilliant. You must have a natural bent.
Yes, I suppose I must.
I like set walks. Better than gym. Mm. Better than gym during the day.
Naturellement.
I've had another letter.
From Ellis.
Same. He's got another party. 11 people.
11?
The Category 1 entire operative.
More drawing of lots.
Surely it's your turn, Sarah.
Actually, they specifically asked for Janet.
Really? Gosh.
Perhaps she'd rather not.
Mm. Why on earth not?
Janet is very good at it.
Here, here.
Perhaps someone should join Janet.
2 people? The price of one?
Perhaps a bit extra. A bit extra for an extra bit.
Anyway, this is your chance, Sarah.
Yes. Yes. Unless anyone else would rather.
Yes, I will. Oh, I'd like to. To make up for the first time.
Melissa, you and me together, then.
We'll slay 'em.
Bonsoir, messieurs, and welcome to the Passion Flower Hotel and Novelty Theatre.
Everything was much more professional this time. We had some rather vulgar music, and also a super compere in the extremely sinister black-clad shape of Virginia.
We have for you ce soir a performance most special. The Passion Flower Poker Game.
The shrimp poker, I hope.
But of course. But with the big difference, this is strip poker dice. Now I am needing 2 volunteers from the audience. You and you.
Oh, all right, then. Jolly good.
Good. Now, here is the dice. As you can see, it is a very big one. Please hold it for me, monsieur. And now, Miss Gabby de la Galantine and Mariska Ibn Hafitz. Okay. This half of the audience is for Miss Gabby. And this half is for Mariska.
Okay.
Roll the dice.
And so the brilliant game we'd invented 2 days before in the incongruous atmosphere of the History Library got underway. The clients were well and truly hooked.
And now, messieurs, the game becomes exciting, n'est-ce pas? The teams are equal, with only 2 garments each still to go. Roll the dice! Team A, score a jack! Yay! A king! Team B wins it one! Miss Gabby is
you please.
Sarah, quick! What? Someone's coming!
My God!
Gentlemen, this is an emergency! Everyone, into the hotel, please!
What's going on?
Into the hotel. Under the stage. Oh. Quickly, please. Virginia, get Gabby and Mariska away. Hide the record player. And get those clothes. Disappear.
Bad luck, Melissa. Luck had nothing to do with it.
Bless you.
Thanks. Half the night in the freezing cold in two scarves, three bracelets and one earring had a lot to do with it.
Anyway, you're wonderful.
Oh, was I? Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for the arousing. You both were. Oh, pass the marmalade, please.
At least we're all much richer this morning.
It was a profitable evening. £7.10.
Non-returnable.
We love our work.
And we're very good at it.
Let's have a toast.
There's none left.
A toast. To us. And the you-know-what. To us.
Sarah Callender. I want to see you in my office at 9:30 sharp.
Yes, Miss Abbott.
Sharp, mind.
Oh, Christmas!
This object, Sarah. Have you seen it before?
Yes, Miss Abbott.
Tell me about it.
It's a kind of dice.
Continue.
I don't know why we made it, really. We all like doing things with our hands.
You admit it is yours?
Ours? Oh, yes, Miss Abbott. I am naturally an extremely truthful person.
And can you tell me why Miss Dalton found it on the stage in the gym last night?
No, Miss Abbott. Truth should not become an obsession.
High spirits. I can understand, Sarah.
High spirits, Miss Abbott?
High spirits. Such as, perhaps, midnight feasts.
We're not in the kindergarten, Miss Abbott.
You are not helping me, Sarah.
I'm sorry. How can I help you?
Don't be impertinent. You are in serious trouble.
Sorry.
I have very grave suspicions, Sarah Callender.
Oh, Lord.
Which, however, I am not able to prove.
She didn't know. She didn't know. She only guessed. Let her guess, poor old innocent.
I am simply warning you, Sarah. I have my eye on you.
Yes, Miss Abbott.
And furthermore, you five are altogether too much of a clique. You have a bad effect on each other.
I don't think...
Silence! You are all in the same form, which I can do nothing about. But you are also in the same dormitory.
Miss Abbott?
I have decided to split you up.
Split us up?
Separate dorms. At least Sarah and I are staying together.
The old bat ran out of places to put us. What are we going to do? Listen. Find out the names, all the names, of the girls in the dorms you're going to.
Are we going to rub them out?
Yes!
Yes!
No! We're going to enlist them in.
Oh, gloom. The little chickabiddies I'm to go amongst are apparently all in the region of 12. Too young for love.
Nymphets?
You haven't seen them.
Who's your dorm prefect?
Margaret Renton.
Lord. Spotty and scholarly.
Bound for Girton.
Virginia, my poor old doddery companions are all about 17.
Woolly bed socks.
And crocheting. Too old for love.
We'll see.
Mary Rose?
My lot are far and away, without exception, infinitely too ugly for love.
Prefect?
Felicity McBean.
Oh, dear.
Well, perhaps we could put them all in as bargain price rejects for the poorer boys.
Lower our standards?
Never. Besides, we've got a bigger problem. Guess who's going to be our dorm prefect?
Not Cordelia Symington.
Sarah Callender.
Yes, Cordelia?
Janet Wigton.
Yes, Cordelia.
Come here.
Yes, Cordelia.
Now, look here, you two. I expect you've been having pillow fights and I don't know what else goings on in here.
Pillow fights? The gulf between us was immense.
But now that I'm in charge, all that is going to stop.
We promise never to have another pillow fight, don't we, Janet?
Yes, we swear.
But Cordelia...
Yes.
We're young, we're high-spirited.
Miss Abbott said so.
What harm could there be in, say, a walk at night under the moon?
The stars.
The stars! If you two are planning any nighttime strolls, you can chuck the idea. I'll be down on you like a ton of bricks.
Bricks, Cordelia?
A ton of me, then. And don't be so blooming cheeky.
Yes, Cordelia.
No, Cordelia.
Now get to bed and be quick about it. And just you remember, things are going to change round here. You've had it easy for far too long.
Cordelia's great square bosom blocked all our advances. It was rather sad and dismaying. We had our reputation to keep up. We couldn't disappoint our clients.
Dear Sarah, I must say the other night was first class, but this business of someone coming in is a bit off. A few more near things and we shall all be expelled. But to business. I have pleasure in informing you that I have two clients for Category 2 entire operative. The sooner the better. Yours, Ellis. P.S. I need hardly point out that for any Category 3 in the future, security must be 100%.
Right. We will now draw lots. Half of Ellis's letter goes into this book, half in this one. And I mix them up.
And now we choose.
And then we chose. It was just as solemn as ever. Out flew the fateful pieces of paper. It was Mary Rose and Virginia.
It's funny how you never win, Sarah.
Yes.
I mean, it is rather funny.
Yes, it is. Very funny.
Are you sad?
Of course she is.
Of course I am. But, well, it is about your turn.
It's the luck of the draw. I'll win soon, I expect.
I hope so.
So do I.
Sarah. Right. Is she asleep? Cordelia, like a baby. What a revolting thought. A three-ton baby. Shh. Come on.
Everyone here?
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Did everyone get out all right? No problems?
Who's there?
It's me.
Ah, my co-star for tonight.
Afraid not. I'm out of it.
What?
The odious Felicity McBean is awake and suspicious.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And I was creeping out in tip-top fashion when she sat bolt upright and asked me where the devil I thought I was off to.
Well, you should have said the loo.
I did say the loo, clever. But the loo doesn't take long.
Oh, I don't know. You remember on that field trip last year when...
Spare us the details, please. Oh. Anyway, it can't possibly take as long as the Passion Flower Hotel. Someone will just have to take my place.
Oh! Bless you, Sarah. I seem to be getting a cold.
Sarah.
Just as I was about to volunteer.
You'd better not.
No.
I'll do it.
Oh, you're a brick, Janet.
Yes. I must go. I'm sorry about your cold, Sarah.
Oh! Thank you.
Good night, chums. Sorry.
Night.
Night.
I think I handled that rather well. The two clients duly arrived, one squat and spotty, one enormously tall with huge bony hands. They scuttled in, and I settled down in the darkness to wait. Clear? You still have another 10 minutes, you know.
Yes. I know, but it's all right.
Do you mean it's not all right?
No, it's all right.
Oh, good.
But, I think I'll come out now. I'd rather.
It was the lanky one. He clambered out, looking a bit like an unfulfilled stick insect. Pathetic. I suppose with boys' schools, when you really come down to it, it's Eton and the rest. Lanky perched some feet away from me in the gloom. I wasn't sure what to say. Socially, it was a tricky moment.
I think I'll wait for Tremlett. That's the other chap. If that's all right.
Of course. Feel free. Yes?
Nothing, sorry.
I hope you weren't dissatisfied with Mademoiselle Chantal.
Oh, no, she was super.
But?
Well...
Yes?
It wasn't quite what I banked on.
Tell me.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Look, it's dark. We can hardly see each other. There's nothing personal. It's business.
Oh, I say, you're awfully good.
Thank you.
Well, look, I was going by those photographs.
We haven't released photographs of any of our operatives. But what a great idea. 10 bob each at least.
No. I mean in magazines like Peep Show and Peekaboo and Peep Girls.
I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, we jolly well are. Well, till you started this marvellous idea, it was all we had. But all the girls in the pictures had, well...
Piles, spots, appendix scars?
Oh, no. No, they all have quite large, busts.
Ah, and you would prefer that?
Well, yes.
Ah.
Have you got someone? I've got another pound. I could come back in a couple of days.
Don't worry. I'm sure we can get exactly the operative you require.
Oh, Wizzo.
The syndicate will meet your needs.
Safely off back to Longcombe.
Tired, but happy. Mine was rather sweet, but not really very keen.
Mine was rather keen, but not really very sweet.
Well done, both of you. Now, we creep back to bed. Night, Janet.
Night, boss.
Stop! Ah! My goodness, now you're in trouble. I warned you.
Help! My mind races.
I heard someone go out, and you've been gone an hour and a quarter. Come here.
It wasn't a pretty sight. Cordelia's hundredweight of bosom clad in ridiculous flannelette pyjamas.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Cordelia's hundredweight of bosom.
I'm waiting, Sarah.
No, it couldn't possibly work.
Straight to Miss Abbott with you in the morning, my girl.
On the other hand, I'm glad you're awake, Cordelia.
I bet you are.
Honestly, I've got a very important, urgent, private, personal message for you.
Oh, yes. You can tell Miss Abbott.
I think you'd rather I didn't. Please listen.
We'll make it quick.
Have you ever been in love, Cordelia?
Aha! Is that it? A boy from the village? Oh, Sarah, think of your mother.
No, you don't understand. I got a note from a cousin of mine at Longcombe.
Longcombe? What, the boys' school?
Yes. A friend of my cousin's in a terrible state because... Well, because...
Come on, get cracking.
Because he's fallen madly in love with you.
Piffle.
It's true. He bicycles over. He hides in the bushes and watches you at hockey matches.
Nonsense.
He can't work. He's going to fail his exams. He's been dropped from the rugby team. He's lost nearly a stone.
He dropped from the team?
Completely.
Lost a stone?
Nearly a stone. £10. More than £10.
What's his name?
My cousin wouldn't tell me. But he wants to meet you.
I couldn't possibly. I'm a prefect.
I could arrange it.
I've no doubt of that.
I'll leave it to your conscience. Remember the rugger team and the £10.
No, more than £10. What did he say about me?
It was your figure he noticed first.
My figure? What rot! My figure!
I'll leave it to your conscience.
Good night, Cordelia.
Good night. My figure.
Dear Ellis, it seems that some of our clients prefer operatives of a special type. We cannot provide giants, midgets, albinos, or other freaks, but within reason, the syndicate will meet all needs. Operatives to special requirements will carry a 25% surcharge.
I've just been chatting to Cordelia in the showers.
Oh,
never mind her. She'll meet him.
Oh,
brilliant!
Marvellous!
It was a wonderful scheme, Sarah.
It was that stuff about her figure that did it. She thinks that skinny girls aren't proper women.
Does she realise what meeting this boy is supposed to involve?
I'm not sure.
We ought to brief him in advance.
Yes. He was quite nice. I think we could.
He may be nice, but his taste is peculiar.
The customer is always right. And we'll keep working on Cordelia. He's lost another 2 pounds, Cordelia.
He's just been kicked off the second 15.
He was here again yesterday. He watched you practicing tackles.
Good Lord!
The thing is, Cordelia, he's very passionate. Mm.
What do you mean, passionate?
He's in love, Cordelia. You know what men are.
No. What are they?
Passionate.
Really?
I don't suppose he'll just want to sit and talk.
Well, no. No, I don't suppose he will.
So, you understand the position?
I've lost a stone and a half. I'm about to fail every exam under the sun, and I've just been booted off the third rug of 15.
You've got it.
Okay. Suppose it doesn't work. Money back.
It will work. She's psychologically prepared.
You mean she's sex-starved?
Unawakened. You must be gentle and considerate.
All the time.
Oh, no, just to start with. Here she is, your ideal.
My God.
We'll leave you alone together.
Hello.
You're very beautiful. Do you mind my saying that?
No.
Your hair. Your eyes, your breath, but your body.
So, what position do you play?
Thank you. Thank you, and
good night. Good night.
Did you like him, Cordelia?
I was terribly nervous.
Can you blame him? He worships you.
It was awfully tentative.
Goodness.
Someone a bit less emotional might be rather more active.
Oh, do you prefer that, Cordelia?
Well, isn't that the point?
So, you'd like to meet someone a bit more active.
I might.
In that case, the syndicate will meet your needs.
Well, I'm going back to bed. I don't belong.
She's amazing.
Incredible. You know, in a way, she's just another client.
Exactly. So we don't need to give her a share of the money. Dear Ellis, the syndicate gathers that last night's client was pleased with Mademoiselle Musette. Mademoiselle Musette is now available as part of our regular service, at special terms.
Dear Sarah, Musette sounds just my cup of tea. I'd like to book a Category 3 Type A, which I think you call nothing barred except. This is my cup of tea.
Ellis, dear God, Cordelia's in for it now.
Strong, active, just what Cordelia needs.
You're right. And she'll wipe that silly smirk clean off his face.
I can't wait to hear what she says about him.
Well?
Well?
Better than that skinny one you produced last time. But not what I'd call a real man. Well, don't be too long in getting back.
Oh, grief!
Incredible! Poor Ellis!
Did you see his face? He looked as though he'd been run over.
That's probably pretty close.
Just you wait till Ellis's story gets round Longcombe. We'll be up to our ears in business. was right, naturally. Under appalling risks, we Roniota held batch of official application forms for clients to state their preferences. We were able to provide just about everything requested after a little subtle persuasion here and there, and in one case, a mild threat of violence. I suppose it was slightly distasteful, but after all, business is business. Then, an annoying thing happened.
Only one today.
Perhaps it'll be quality rather than quantity.
What does it say, Sarah?
Sarah? He wants a medium-billed ash blonde.
Ha-ha! That's you to a T, Sarah. You can't get out of this one.
I never try to get out of anything.
Of course not.
How's the cold?
It's definitely you, Sarah.
You're medium. And emphatically ash blonde.
What does he want, Sarah?
Category 3A. Nothing barred short of.
Lucky girl.
Comfy, Sarah?
Yes.
You look very nice.
You're sure that dressing gown isn't too tight?
Perfectly sure, thank you.
Good.
Oh, here. What's that? Jungle Venom. I bought a whole bottle specially for you. Here.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. It'll be good for your cold.
We better go and guard. Virginia and the client will be here in a tick.
Good luck, Sarah.
Yes, good luck. You'll enjoy it.
See you later.
This couldn't be happening to me. I'd been so clever. Marking one of the books so I could always pick it out. Always avoiding those wretched bits of paper. Besides, I was the brains of the outfit. They had no right.
La Vicomtesse is waiting, monsieur.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Oh, Lord.
Colin.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Hello, Colin.
But I didn't think it would be you.
I wasn't exactly expecting you either.
I thought you just ran it.
So did I. They're listening. They're actually listening.
Pardon? Look, Sarah, I've met your mother and everything. It makes rather a difference.
Yes.
Of course. I have paid.
Well, I'll refund it.
Oh, no.
Of course.
All right, then.
Well, I'll send you a postal order.
Fine. Thanks. What shall I do, then? Go away?
Oh, no. Stay for a bit. We'll make a few creaks and groans for the audience.
Audience?
Guards. Lots of guards. Security.
Oh, good. What should I do?
This.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I see. So, Sarah, how is your mother?
Mummy, oh. She's fine.
Was that all right?
Super. Thanks, Colin. You know, you ought to go on the stage.
I don't think there's much opportunity for that sort of thing in the horse carriage.
Pity.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Sarah. He's seeing you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. I mean, au revoir, Vicomtesse.
Everything was to your satisfaction, monsieur?
Oh, yes. Oui, terrific.
Nothing barred, short of?
Nothing. Short of nothing.
Oh, what? Christmas!
Oh, gosh.
Good night, ladies. I'll find my own way back. I need to recover.
Sarah!
Are you all right?
How do you feel?
Well?
Children, it's past your bedtime. The following day, I had the overpowering feeling that I really had entertained Colin to a Category 3 nothing bard. The others treated me with a new respect. It was divine.
Do you feel different?
Changed. Definitely changed.
A woman.
More mature.
Fulfilled.
Wonderful. I feel wonderful.
Sarah Callender, I want to see you in my office straight away.
Yes, Miss Abbott?
Sarah, some weeks ago I gave you a warning.
I remember, Miss Abbott.
An extremely serious warning. It seems you have ignored it.
Oh, no, Miss Abbott.
No? Then perhaps you can explain this letter.
Letter?
A most peculiar letter which has just come into my possession.
Even upside down and folded, I recognized it. It was Ellis's letter. The one where he complained about her terrible security. The one that spoke of expulsions, interruptions, and heaven knew what else. How on earth had she got her claws on it? It was explicit and damning and the end of everything. I felt utterly, genuinely sick.
There is no point in denying anything. You will only be adding to the disgusting catalogue of your offences.
Very well, Miss Abbott.
Good. I see we understand each other. And let me tell you this. Your continued presence at Bryan House is clearly out of the question. Consequently, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by being honest with me now.
Yes, Miss Abbott. And then, suddenly, at my blackest moment, I had a wild and beautiful idea. I believe I told you that I was far and away the best actress in the school. Well... Yes, Miss Abbott. Very well. I'll tell you everything I know.
I am glad to hear it.
I'm afraid I've allowed myself to be used.
What?
As a sort of messenger. Well, I suppose you would say immoral transactions.
Go on.
Felicity McBean knew I had a friend at Longcombe.
Felicity McBain? What is she to do with this?
Felicity was the first. She came to me with a request. Margaret Renton was next, I think. And then Cordelia.
Cordelia Symington, the captain of the hockey team?
And after that, most of the other prefects.
Explain yourself, girl. What is this disgusting rubbish?
Oh, yes, Miss Abbott, it is disgusting. If you only knew what I'd seen. The things they made me watch. But they were prefects. What could I do?
Do you mean to tell me that my sixth form is a... Continue.
Well, I don't think they really did more than... Well, take their clothes off.
Remove their clothing?
Yes, at first. And, well, I believe the word is neck.
Neck?
And, of course, there were only about a dozen of them involved, but it didn't end there.
This is preposterous, Sarah.
But you said yourself I've got nothing to lose by telling the truth. It isn't easy. I saw relations.
Oh, my God.
I always thought that people did that sort of thing alone. The two of them, I mean. I didn't realize that they did it at a sort of party.
Party? If this is true, Sarah, why didn't you come to me?
Oh, Miss Abbott, I was so scared. They told me not to. There were threats.
And in my school?
So I wrote it all down in secret, in a letter.
What letter?
To the chairman of the governors.
What?
And I did copies for several parents. Mine, of course, and others.
When did you post these letters?
I haven't yet. But they're all ready. And the article for the News of the World.
No,
I believe they pay £50 for a good story.
£50? You would drag the good name of Bryant House into the gutter for £50?
I wanted to give the school a nice leaving present. Something for the chapel. Besides, it was my duty.
You dare to speak of duty?
Well, the parents have a right to know. There were 40 girls in the gym last night.
40?
And the same number of boys. They made me keep guard. I did try not to look, Miss Abbott. Truly, I did.
This letter seems to confirm your dreadful story. What is Category 2, Sarah?
I don't know exactly, Miss Abbott. It's a phrase they all use. I think it means... Well, you know.
What?
Intimacy.
And Category 3?
I suppose that's one stage beyond.
Good God! And 40 of my girls are involved.
Well, it would have been 42, actually. I really didn't stop to.
How could they? How could they? In my school!
I felt almost sorry for the old bat. She didn't notice when I picked up the letter. I had to see just how much it revealed. I'd completely forgotten that I'd torn it in half.
Dear Sarah,
it said,
I must say the... Somebody coming in is... A few more. I have pleasure in... Category 2, entire... Better. Yours, P.S. I need help. Category 3, in the... 100%.
Utterly innocent. I was thunderstruck. All the depravity had been in the abbot's nasty little mind. The letter could have been about anything. Exams, cricket fixtures, botany, bird watching, anything. And I'd got the whole sixth form and most of the fifth having wild pagan orgies. All for nothing. Christmas.
What was that, Sarah?
Nothing, Miss Abbott. Have I your permission to post those letters now?
No, no. You will bring them here to me at once.
That might prove a little difficult.
What? Why?
Well, it may take a little while to lay my hands on them all, but I could promise to burn them.
Oh, yes, yes, burn them. Burn them all.
Except the News of the World one. I really would like to buy something nice for the chapel, and I have no money at all.
Sarah Callender, are you attempting
to... I think we understand each other, Miss Abbott.
You will leave this school, Sarah Callender.
You're not expelling me. It would be a shame to waste all those stamps.
Oh, no, 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 not expulsion, no, I shall... Suggest to your parents that Bryant House cannot cater for your particular needs.
I see. In that case, I give you my word of honour that I won't tell a soul about this. Ever.
Thank you.
Except just possibly the News of the World. 2 days later, the whole of the upper school was given a curious lecture. Miss Abbott hinted at all kinds of furtive evils and talked at great length about the grief of parents. And she clamped down like mad on rules and bounds and discipline, so the syndicate would have been impossible anyway. I was glad I was leaving.
Oh, Sarah!
How could she do this to you?
It's unfair.
Terribly unfair.
No, I think I was lucky. It could have been much worse.
But you're going away.
Oh, shh. You'll be all right.
All right. We'll be bored silly.
You'll find something to do.
It won't be the same.
It'll never be the same.
Oh, don't despair. You won't be stuck here for always.
No, it'll just seem like it.
Mm. Cheer up. Remember what you've learned. You've had a privileged education.
You can say that again. Look, Sarah, I was a bit bloody to you. I'm sorry.
Were you? I didn't notice.
Gosh, thanks.
So, now you're off to Switzerland.
Mais oui, ma chérie. And then Paris.
Ooh, la la.
And then London to be a Deb.
You remember too, Sarah, what you've learned.
Oh, I shall, don't worry. What do you suppose is the French for Passion Flower Hotel?
That was The Passion Flower Hotel, a play for radio by Bert Cools, based on the novel by Rosalind Erskine, with Moya Leslie as Sarah. Other members of the syndicate were Mary Rose, played by Elizabeth Proud, Janet by Patience Tomlinson, Virginia by Susan Sheridan, Melissa by Nerissa Knights, and finally, after some little persuasion, the formidable Cordelia Symington, played by Mia Soterio. The clients were Colin, played by Spencer Banks, Ellis by Mark Straker, Hobson by James Morgan, Lanky by Tim Faulkner, and Q5 by Paul Pennington. That other formidable lady, Miss Abbott, was played by Mary Wimbush, and Lady Callender by Ellen McIntosh. The Passion Flower Hotel was directed by David Johnston. All you need.